Hi, it's Elise.
And this is Hannah.
And this is episode 9 of Love Her, Leave Her Wild.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I give that a 6.
I'm trying to get comfortable.
You shouldn't be comfortable when you're woohooing our episodes. Duh.
I know. I just forget this thing can move. So I get to like lay back.
Oh, okay. Get comfortable here, because boy do we have a show.
We have a show for you. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's definitely a little livelier than last show.
Yeah.
We made it through our Mother's Day and we're here. I am excited about today's show, and we're talking about dating horror stories and weird stories and funny stories. And some people have submitted their stories that I'm going to be able to read. So I'm excited about that and telling my stories, which, you know, may or may not be about guys that actually listen to this podcast. So don't at me. I blocked one of you. So don't even try. Don't even try to contact me. You're blocked on everything possible. So here we go.
I feel like that's your worst date.
That was by far my worst date.
Yeah.
Should I just jump into it?
Yeah. Just.
Okay.
I actually told Renee this one. He was like, oh, I told you that. I was like, was he homeless?
Oh.
Because I was like, I have to tell you the story.
What did he say? Did he laugh at least?
Oh, yeah. He was like, what the frick? Does he have a home?
Okay, so I have been talking to this guy for, I don't know, a week or two, and it was actually going pretty well. We talked every day, we FaceTimed, he would call them FaceTime dates, and they were cute, and he was nice, and I was like, I'm looking forward to seeing him, and we couldn't find a day. It was hard for us to find a day because he has a kid, and I have a kid, and you know, whatever. So on a Friday night, my ex switched weekends last minute and his ex switched like the day, one of the days. So anyway, he didn't have his kid. I didn't have mine. He's like, listen, let's just go out because, you know, and I was thinking, I'm not a last minute kind of person for dates, for first dates, but fine. You know, it's kind of worked out. We both don't have our kids. So he's like, I'm just going to come straight from work. And I'm like, what? That doesn't give me a whole lot of time to get ready. So I'm rushing home from dropping my daughter off to hurry up and just like freshen up. My house is kind of a disaster. And he is like, I'm not going to drive home and then drive all the way out to you. So I was like, okay. So he says, and can you drive? Cause my car is dirty. And I was like, okay. So he gets here and we get in the car and we go, we drive down the street because where we go is like down the street from my house. And he, like, as we're walking up, he just grabs my ass, like smacks it and grabs it. And I was just like, whoa.
At the restaurant?
Yes, like walking into the restaurant. And I was like, whoa, I mean, that's pretty familiar already. Clearly he likes me. And so, you know, we get in there and what? Why are you
just imagining this? Like,
yeah. My face.
People there were probably like, what just happened? And then your response was like,
yes. And you know me and my friends know me about, you know, my facial expressions. I cannot hide.
Oh yeah. And that restaurant is like all glass windows.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
That's funny.
And so we go in there, we sit down and he orders, I think 4 to 5 beers.
Damn.
Okay, as we're eating. Then he leans over the table all of a sudden and kisses me. And I was like, whoa.
I think you left this out.
Oh, I did. Yeah, he does. And I was just like, okay. Again, super familiar, but okay, fine.
Did you feel like it was familiar, or was he like, did he feel like a stranger to you?
He felt like a stranger to me.
Yeah.
You know,
you know, sometimes you can have that like familiar.
Yes. No, but I did not have it with him. I didn't feel comfortable. You know, I don't think it happens too often where you meet someone for the first time and you feel really comfortable with them. It has happened with me, and a couple of the guys I've seen, but this one, no, I didn't have that. So, so we get in the car and I drive back and he's like, hey, you know, I'm going to stay around for a little bit because I've had some beers and I don't want to drink while I'm driving or drive. What? I had a drink.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. And so he does try to have sex with me. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, okay, let's just hold off, bud. And so he wants to watch baseball because he bet on the game. And I don't have cable. So I just have streaming like Wi-Fi. And so he has to sign in on the app, on like this particular app. So apparently he has trouble signing in on the app and he gets super mad. And I come back in, I had gone to the bathroom, came back in. He's like, I'm so mad at this remote right now. And I was like, oh my God, why? I can't get it. I can't get it. I was just like, okay. And so then I got it for him. And yeah, then he decided that he needed a nap. And so he takes a nap and I was just like, I don't even know what to do in this situation. Like there has never been a time where I've been on a first date and a guy took a nap. And so what do I do while he's napping in my bed?
Marco
Hannah, I text the group message. We have a group message for my upcoming birthday party. So I live stream on Instagram.
I'm snoring.
Yes. And this is also why I blocked him. Don't at me. This was your choice. And so you know, and everybody's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, you know, because as assertive as I can be, I'm also really nice. And I just don't even know what to do in that situation. Like part of me wanted to go wake him up because you kept telling me, go wake his ass up.
I know.
This is ridiculous. Like, what are you doing? Kick
him out, send him home.
Yeah. And so I was still kind of shocked. I was in shock. So anyway, about an hour and a half passes. And, you know, I wake him up. I'm like, I don't know if you want to get up or, you know, what the plan is. And so I said, no one has ever went and took a nap on the first date with me before. And he's like, what? Do you not like me anymore? You don't like me anymore? And he was like, no jokes. And I was just like, oh my God. He was getting really assertive. And so I said, I didn't say that. And then he's like, well, how about, I'm sorry that you had such a hard week at work. And I know you worked so much and you were tired. And I was like, oh, I'm supposed to say that. And, I'm sure I'm missing a couple parts. There are a couple parts I'm not going to talk about, but he was like very aggressive in his talking to me and I was just really uncomfortable. And yeah, and that was that. And then he texted me when he got home and I was like, oh, you left your belt here. And he was like, oh, you got me. Guess I have to see you again. And I was like, oh,
absolutely not.
Yeah. And so then we didn't text anymore after that. The end.
Yeah, that definitely goes down in history as your worst.
It is date my ever. worst date ever. Yes. That was insane. He was clearly looking for a wife.
Yeah. You think, like, if that's what you're looking for, you probably shouldn't just like fall asleep in her bed the day you meet her.
I don't get it, man.
I remember listening to some dating horror stories. I don't know what, maybe it was on Instagram. There was this influencer I followed or something, but this, like, that's a thing some guys do, but like, they like won't leave. Like,
yeah,
she was like, okay, I'm gonna go to work now. And then when she got home, he was still there and had like bought groceries and was like just not leaving her house. Like, that's weird. You gotta be careful who you let in your house. Cause they could turn into squatters and then just never leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thankfully he left, and that was that. Because I'm sure he would say I was not nice.
I have no words for that man, truly.
Yeah. I'm just like,
I feel like you were overly nice.
I was. Like, but
the fact that you let him, that you drove on your date, that he came to you from work. He didn't shower.
No, he didn't shower. He didn't like get it. He had told me before he has to get a haircut and a beard trim. And you know what? He didn't. And he came straight from work in his work clothes, which, I mean, it wasn't a uniform, but still, it's like, could you put some effort in?
Yeah.
You know, I at least got home, showered really quick, put on a skirt and a shirt, and my hair was done and my makeup, and I smelled good. Yeah. I just needed some effort and him not falling asleep. It was a totally different guy than who I had been talking to.
Yeah.
Which was bananas to me. So that's one of my bad dates.
I didn't have a date that bad, but there was this guy that we had talked like every night on the phone for like hours, for like a week. And we finally, you know, had a date. And he was 2 hours late. He showed up in a sweatshirt and like joggers, and I looked fine as hell. He even said that. He was like, whoa, you look really good. I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a date. That's usually what one does. Yeah, anyway, so he was 2 hours late, and he showed up with a bottle of wine, and I thought like, oh, cool, we'll save this for later. You know, you're 2 hours late. I'm starving. No. He was like, mind if I come in and sit down and pee? And I've just been sitting and driving for like an hour and a half to get to you because there was traffic. And I was like, and I've been sitting here for 2 hours because you're late. He pre-gamed at my house, drank a whole bottle of wine by himself.
Wowza.
Yeah. And
I don't even think I knew that part.
Yeah, I was really frustrated that he was 2 hours late.
You didn't tell me that either.
No, I didn't before. Tell anyone until after. But then at the same time, I was like, well, I have a sitter. Like, I might as well just sit here and enjoy this time. Like, you know, I didn't have my kids, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But then he showed up looking the way he did. And he also was like 50 pounds heavier than his Bumble photos. And I was like, okay,
it's fine. It's that COVID 50.
Yeah. I was like, I was definitely expecting something else. And like maybe a more tamed beard. But he looked like a woolly mammoth. And I was like, okay, we're going to give this a shot. So we drive down to the beach. And we have an actually really... really nice dinner. But he's a real estate agent. So they're very just like, oh my God, charismatic. And they talk to everybody and just very, you know, talkative. And he's Peruvian. And so we were at like a Spanish place and food in Spanish to the busboy. And I was like, okay, but this isn't his job. Like, did we have a waiter? But he would like not talk to the waiter. And that was really frustrating to me. Not that like he shouldn't be talking to the busboy, but I was like, he's got a lot to do. Mm-hmm. And now he's having to do like a waiter's job and run orders back. So anyways, I was just like, okay, that's not our waiter. And he's like, oh no, it's fine. We talked. And of course they had like a little mini conversation in Spanish. Anyway, so I'm just sitting there like, okay, cool. He ends up like eating my food. Okay. And then he like gets in this food coma and he like cuddles up next to me in the booth and like puts his arm around me and like falls asleep on my shoulder. And I'm like, we're at a restaurant. Like, this, first of all, this is not the place to canoodle. And second of all, like, maybe if you were my boyfriend for like a little while, I would like rest my head on your shoulder and like, I don't know, take in the moment maybe, but like, this was our first date. It was very weird. And so then we leave and he's like, want to get coffee? So we go to this coffee place. And again, he's literally like talking to everybody but me. He like made friends with like the people that were at the coffee shop. He made friends with like the barista and the cash register dude. And I'm just sitting here like, should I be on this date? Or like, do you just want to hang out by yourself and make friends with everybody else? Cause we haven't really talked about anything at all. So it was really awkward. And then we get in the car and we come home and he's like, you mind if I come in? And I was like, oh, okay, sure. So he comes in and we sit down and I was like, do you want to watch TV? So I put something on TV and he like, again, wants to like cuddle on the couch. And we're sitting on the couch and I'm like, my back's like up against him. Like I'm kind of like sitting in front of him. And I like turned around and like looked at him. And I think he took that as like, kiss me. So he kissed me and then it became, I was like, oh, okay, this isn't that bad. So I like, you know, it was just a cute little kiss. And then it like got more intense. And I was like, okay, all right, well, we're here. Why not? So it like keeps going. And then all of a sudden he stops me, but I wasn't doing anything. And he was like, oh, well, I think he thought I was going to get to the lower region. And, he stops me and he was like, what are you doing? You're moving too fast. And he's like, I just wanted to relax and like chill and get to know you. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I got so mad. I was like, I didn't do this. Like, you kissed me. You came on to me. You took off your shirt. You blah, blah, blah. And then I'm just like, okay, we're done. So I went upstairs and I like changed and I got into pajamas and I came downstairs and he was still sitting on the couch, just like chilling there with no shirt on. And I was like, no, it's time for you to go. I was like, you are not going to sit here and blame me for actions you started. And then I don't know what's going on with you that like, maybe you can't finish or get there. I don't really know. But I didn't want that at all. And he's like, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just got nervous. And I was like, that's cool. I got to go. I had to go pick up my kids. And I just kicked him out. And then he texted me the next day. He was like, hey, so you left your lotion, your hand lotion in my car. I guess I'll just have to see you again. And I was like, it's fine. You can keep it. I don't need it. Like, yeah, I don't plan on seeing you ever again.
It's terrible. Gosh, these guys are the worst.
I'm like, what went through your head? Like, all of a sudden you got nervous and you couldn't perform in a situation where you thought I wanted you to perform, which I didn't. I literally just like turned to look at you and then you like grabbed my face. And then you, did he get all self-conscious when he took off his shirt? I don't even know. I was just like, I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here. I think we were watching like Jane the Virgin.
That's a good show.
I've never seen it and I probably won't watch it after that night.
But it's a good show.
Yeah, it's really weird. So I never talked to him again.
Yeah. See, there we go. Okay. I'm going to read a submission.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to, they're going to be anonymous. So she says, first, I'd like to say this is who I was before I found the Lord and I have been forgiven. Okay. she says, the theme for me when I was dating was, is the dick worth getting herpes? I was a slore. Anyway, me and this, I don't want to use names. So her and her, she was currently talking to seeing a guy, but you know, they weren't exclusive yet. So they were in this weird place of seeing other people and still seeing each other, knowing that whenever we decided to stop being skanks, we would settle down together. So I was going out with all the decent looking military dudes because that's all that lives in that area. My ex-husband was a soldier, so I guess it was my type, unfortunately. This MF named, I can't, let's call him Danny. This MF named Danny, fucking Danny. I knew he wasn't shit when he made fun of my Southern accent while he was sitting across the table from me, bald as fuck. He called me a lot too, like to talk. Who does that? The ones who say they don't get emotionally invested, but cling like crazy. So after the next day, we went back to his house and I'm like, okay, if this is where my time will be spent, I need to see what's up. For starters, he literally only ate my ate my butthole, no vagina. So I know you're a nasty motherfucker because that's some nasty, I don't have anything to lose type of foreplay. So I don't have penetration sex because in my mind he has herpes. I leave and call my best friend, telling her I legit just had a close encounter with her herpes. 3 days later, he calls me telling me that his results came back from his physical and he has fucking herpes.
Oh my God.
He tells me this as I'm driving on the interstate going to work. I had to pull over because I was about to pass out or throw up or have a panic attack. I don't know. I called the guy that she was seeing, who is now her husband, who I was still sleeping with during this phase of my dating months. And I was crying, telling him I had herpes. I was apologizing as if I actually had sex with Danny and got it. In my head, I had this shit and my life was over. So as I'm waiting for my butthole to break out in blisters, I get this horrible rash, like the worst blistery rash. I lose my shit, like dead ass. I had one thing in this life, and now it's fucked up with herpes. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling the story. So I make an appointment and just blurt it all out because I'm freaking out, Oppie. The doctor is just looking at me like, what the fuck? I was really not okay because I had herpes. Turns out it was just a chemical burn from the stuff I used after shaving my vagina, and I didn't have STDs, not even herpes. And that was when I learned my lesson for the rest of my damn life. Me and my husband moved in together 2 months later, and now look at us, talk about glow up. Oh, and I told Danny not to talk to me anymore since he thinks he gave me herpes. Oh my God, he thinks I have herpes too, and I just realized I never told him I didn't.
Wow.
That's gotta be one of my favorites.
The
twists and turns.
The anxiety.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I know. It all worked out.
Funny that she thought she could get herpes from not having sex.
I think in her head was just like she had any kind of contact with them, so she probably just thought, I have herpes.
Yeah.
Now.
Damn, that's awful. Oh man, no.
I know that was probably one of my favorites. Here's another one. This is from another submission. My brief 6 months of singledom were my rump springer by my friends. I had a blast. One of my favorite Tinder stories is a guy who was only in town from Atlanta for the weekend for the Performance Racing International Conference. I have no idea what that is. I met him out at the bar that was walking distance to my house where my friends were already there. We hit it off right away and my friends vetted him. So I took him home. We had some fun and I convinced him to just stay the night because I had to be up early for work and he had to leave early to drive home. I drove him to his hotel the next morning and made him listen to Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell the whole ride. Ended up that he lived less than a mile from my now husband in Atlanta and we're still friends to this day.
Damn.
She also fooled around with a mutual friend of an ex and that was in town visiting. He stayed at my house one night and I had to take him back to my ex's in the morning because that's where he was staying. Get it, girl.
Dang.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine aren't that good or bad, I guess.
Yeah, but some of these are really good. Oh, here's one. You ready for another one?
I feel like we need to put an explicit label on this episode.
I put explicit labels on all of ours.
Okay.
Because even just using like foul language, I don't want anybody to just be like, I didn't know she was going to say fuck.
Yeah.
And then get mad. And then we have Rose Miller at us again.
Is there a way to block her?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to try to sign in to Apple to see. But I don't want that. So whatever. This is for adults. So I don't know. These are funny. Okay. Back 10 plus years ago, I'd been talking to a guy we would call Baldy for months. While I was talking to another guy as well. These men happened to be in Chicago and Baldy seemed more appealing to me. So I flew to Chicago to meet Baldy. We met up at my hotel and we went to eat delicious tapas. Seemed to go well so far. And then we walked to a bar a few minutes away. This is where it went interesting. He asked me what I wanted to drink and then told him a rum and Coke. So he says to the waiter, Diet Coke and rum. I didn't say diet. Then he goes to me, you should start drinking diet. Hello, I didn't ask him for a dieting advice. The man walks over to the pool table and starts talking to another girl while she was on a date with another guy. I was like, let's go. And he took me to meet my friends at the Dueling Piano Champagne Bar, had drinks with me and friends, and left without even paying for his portion. I was floored. Never again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Guys are jerks.
That reminds me of the time I was at the Dueling Piano Bar for a bachelorette party. We had this like scavenger hunt. You had to like do all of these things on the list for the scavenger hunt for the bachelorette party. And one of them was like, take a blowjob shot. And of course, I ended up with this list to do. And I get this guy to buy me a blowjob shot. And I refuse to take it how you should take it. Because, you know, I was like.
Because you were lame?
21. 21. Maybe 22. I don't know. Yeah. I was very prudish back then. So I take the blowjob shot off the counter. With my hands behind my back, and then I come up and this guy who bought me the drink literally just like straight into my mouth, like his tongue down my throat.
Oof.
And I was like, I pushed him off. I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, well, I mean, I paid for your drink. I was like, and I'm going to repay you in a nasty makeout
with
kiss?
Tongue.
Yeah, no. And then he pulls out a picture of his wife out of his wallet and he's got a ring on. And I was like, bro, are you freaking kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
I was engaged to Brian at this time too. So I remember telling him and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's like this nasty guy just stuck his tongue down my throat. Anyways, so that was.
Yikes.
You know, I guess not really dating because I was engaged at the time, but this was just a random stranger.
Well, I had a date with a guy that was really enamored with me and we're sitting at my counter and he starts talking about putting his mom's dogs down, which made me think about my dog, my best buddy. And I legitimately started bawling my eyes out and I was like, can we not talk about dead dogs? He's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It was terrible. And that's the one I pretended to fall asleep on. Oh, I have another submission. I was about 19 or 20 at the time. This was back in AOL days.
Oh,
yeah. I was talking to a guy that I met in a chat room. We chatted for weeks and eventually started talking on the phone. One night we were talking about high school and he mentioned how much he hated it because he was bullied and stuffed into lockers. And I finally agreed to go on a date with him. I was still living with my mom at the time and she answered the door. When he arrived and came running down to my room, she looked like a deer in the headlights. She said, he is shorter than me. She was 5'2". I'm 5'10". I should have picked up on the clues when he said he was stuffed in the lockers. Nice guy, but not my type. Was the most awkward date I've been on. Another date was on E&E. was on eHarmony, was matched with a guy, seemed nice enough. I told him I worked in the travel industry, and he immediately started planning our honeymoon. We were going to Greece. I had never met him, nor did I ever. That was brutal. But yeah, she's right. You know, being stuffed in the locker isn't for very tall guys.
Or big, like burly masculine guys. So
yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's pretty crazy. I did get one story from a guy. Oh, it's very short.
I can imagine who.
No, it's actually not who you think, which I know you're thinking, Nick. Yeah. Nick didn't have any good stories to tell me. I asked him. Yeah. I was like, ugh, okay. He had a bad sex story to tell me, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Of course he did. I literally had one in Chicago after two dates. She was probably mentally unstable. She got me flowers and a trophy of world's best future boyfriend.
Oh no. Wait, yeah. She got him flowers?
Yes.
Oh, sweet girl.
I know.
Oh.
I know. It's so sad. It's so sad. I'm like, oh, you poor thing.
She really wanted to be a wife.
Yeah. It's like, did he really deserve that trophy though?
Probably not.
Probably not. I mean, I'm also talking to him, so but I'm not gonna get him a trophy
or flowers
or probably anything. All right, next one. So in retrospect, this guy was essentially stalking me at my place of work. So solid start. He eventually asked me on a date and I said yes. We went to a Chinese buffet. I hate Chinese food. Who hates Chinese food? But okay,
it's not my favorite.
I like Chinese.
If it's real Chinese, but like the like Panda Express, the little like whole. Anyways, go on.
We finished eating and went to pay. He pulled a coupon from his wallet, paid for his, and then just stared at me. So I paid for mine. And then we went to his parents' house to watch a movie in the middle of the afternoon. And his mom kept coming in the room. It was also awkward.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
So how old was she?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask. I know, that's rough.
Pay for your own date.
Right?
Wow.
I know.
I don't have any, like, I mean, my first, you know, the one, I feel like I talked about that in the first dating episode we did, where he stood me up for 8 hours.
Yeah.
That was pretty much my only, and then the one I just talked about. The rest of them have been fairly good. They just didn't work out. So
yeah.
I mean, I have a horror like catfish story from high school.
Well, let me tell this one first. I think this is my last submission. So pre-kids, and this is the first time I'm actually reading this one. So I don't know what this is going to say. So pre-kids, I was on Yahoo Dating and matched with this guy. I didn't even know Yahoo had dating.
Me either.
He suggested a restaurant and we met there for dinner. First weird thing was the fact that his sister worked there, but okay, I could look past that, I guess. It was a good restaurant and we got a bottle of wine on the house. He suggested we head over to an event. His friend was DJing, and being a little clueless, I agreed. We went to the event, which was winding down, and it was a bridal show, full on music, multiple vendors, a lounge for men to go retreat to while their fiance walked around getting info about wedding vendors. I was horrified. No second date there. More recently, I was on Tinder, which is bad. What are you doing on Tinder?
Yeah.
More recently, I was on Tinder and connected with this guy who seemed fairly cool and chatting on the app. We met at this trendy bar downtown. I took an Uber so I could enjoy a cocktail or two. And when we met, he didn't order a drink, which I found a little odd since he suggested the bar. We get to talking. He mentioned how he's taking some time off of drinking because he sometimes gets a little overboard with it and got a DWI last summer. He follows up with, but I was high on LSD, not drunk.
Okay.
We hop to the bar next door and continue talking, and he brings up LSD again. So I flat out ask if he uses it regularly. And he said, not really, only 2 to 3 times a month. At that point, I knew I needed out, said I had a long week and I was calling my Uber. We go outside and he asked me if I thought I was a match. And I point blank said no. Drug use is a deal breaker. And the time of the Uber couldn't have been better as it pulled up and he walked away, clearly pissed that I had stood my ground.
Oh, man. That is a perfect timing on that Uber driver, though.
Yeah, no kidding. Gosh.
She tipped him well.
Oh, yeah. She's probably like, thank you. Good grief. Ugh. These stories are just amazing, though.
They make me wish. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I was going to say that I was back on dating apps.
No, you don't. Because
experiences, but
they're funny, but they're... No, I mean, you know me. I don't take dating apps seriously at all.
Yeah.
So it's just, they're all jokes to me. And if I have bad dates or ridiculous dates, I just think to myself, like, I can't wait to tell my friends.
Yeah. I really just like miss the entertainment when I'm bored. You know?
Well, I can entertain you. It's awful. It's funny. I think you just can't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
And it's better if, you know, I'm not on it looking for a husband.
Yeah.
I'm just on it.
Something super serious.
Yeah. When you want something super serious, I can understand how frustrating it can get.
Yeah.
And I've always said, like, I take breaks because it's overwhelming and you just get tired of it. Mm-hmm. You get tired of the same damn questions and starting conversations again and again and again, you know?
The whole like get to know you phase is really boring.
Yeah. And it's not even like, you know, I'm trying to think of the last time I was ever excited when a guy texts me. You remember how you get that excitement? Yeah. It's been a long time for me for that.
I still get that excited. I'm stupid.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I'm like, but.
I did go on a date with that professor and he showed up in a wrinkly shirt and a beanie.
Oh, yes.
And I think he got turned off by the fact that I got buzzed.
Well, you had just found out your mom had cancer, so.
It's true. And I wasn't into him.
Yeah.
At all. I didn't even want to go, but I just felt really bad. He's, you know, and I'm still going to say he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was nice. He just 100% was me because here, I'll just tell you what happened. So we had been talking for a while, over a month, I want to say.
Are you telling me what happened? Or are you telling our listeners?
Our listeners.
Okay.
So it had been a month and he was like, I am really excited to get to see you and make sure that you're not really an old man. So I'm so ridiculous. I don't think about it. I don't think about it at all. Okay. I just roll with it. So as soon as he says that, I send him an audio message. And this is what I said. I'm just an 80-year-old man with no teeth looking for dicks to suck. And right after I pressed send, I immediately regretted that decision. Because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. What the hell was I thinking? And he found
it
just
think
a,
it was funny.
He said it was kind of funny, but then kind of scary. Because he didn't want to hear my old man voice. Oh, and I knew right then that he wasn't the person for me.
Well, you want to know when I knew he wasn't the person for you?
When? When you saw his picture? Audio. What?
His dirty audio.
Oh.
That's when I was like, fuck this. This guy is weird shit.
They were. Oh my gosh. His audio. So he would audio me like sex stuff.
Oh, God.
And they were so, it wasn't even sexy. It was just like, oh,
God, when you played that one for me and I didn't know what was happening, I thought my ears were on fire. Like I needed to be sanctified and like go repent because that was disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty raunchy. He was like really obsessed with cum and I kept calling him cum soup. Because he was just so obsessed.
I can't.
She's trying to take her headphones off.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I wasn't into it. I don't,
no,
you know.
No.
Like sexting is whatever.
It's no.
But I like it. I like it better when I'm seeing someone, not when I haven't met someone. So
like, just keep it in your pants and wait till you're together. Like what?
Yeah, guys just, they don't care. They dive right in and it's just like, you think you're raunchy talking or your dick pics. Or it, I'm just, what am I going to do? Jump in my car, drive to you and then hop on your dick?
Oh God.
You know, I don't get it. Could you stop? Seriously. You know, it's easy. You think I'm just sitting around here hoping to have sex with someone because I'm not
anxiously awaiting their junk.
Or I'm just sitting here with my 10 cats, just hoping someone will want to have sex with me. That's a hard no, because I could call, I could text right now at least 3 guys to come over.
Yeah.
Not that I want to, but it's like, get out of here.
That's what you were desiring. You don't need this guy.
Yeah. I don't need his dick pic.
Yeah.
Oh, or him telling you about all the cum he makes.
Okay. Stop saying that word. It's disgusting.
It is.
Threw up in my mouth.
I know. I was just like, I really was not into it. And I just kept saying, you know, I don't really know you that well yet. Let's just, you know, keep it friendly and let's get to know each other. And ultimately he would always go back to the sex.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, are you touching yourself? And I'd be like, ew. Yeah. And then I'd be like, no.
You wish.
I was just straight up, no. I was probably eating graham crackers watching Criminal Minds. Wait, I was. That was the one I was doing that with.
The one. Yeah, yeah. Because you were also marking me, and I was like, I remember being like, what the fuck, why would you just like, you're like, yeah, I'm sitting here talking to you watching some Criminal Minds, eating graham crackers, touching myself.
Yeah, exactly. Wiping the crumbs off first. Yeah, so I was watching so Criminal Minds, eating graham crackers, marking you. I want to say I was snapping Nick. And yeah, he thought I was getting all hot and bothered. And I was just like, ugh. I have a lot of things I'm doing right now, none of which is touching myself.
Yeah. And you're like, and I'm not thinking about you. I'm sure there's girls out there who love that. But
yeah. And again, I don't actually mind it with someone I enjoy, that I've been out with, that I've been intimate with. Okay, that's fine. You miss me. You want to talk about it? Cool. But not someone that I had just met on an app.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just pretend to get to know me. Shit. You would just think we're just, you know, pictures of vaginas. There are no Jensen Ackles.
That's for damn show. My most horrendous, horrifying, horrible dating story is actually when I was in high school. And it's horrifying as in like scary horrifying. I was catfished and all of my friends and now not friends know this story. All I have to do is say Martinez Barbosa. Actually, something crazy is that a friend I have now made on Instagram, we're like Instagram friends, she's like an influencer in Colorado, her cousin was catfished by the same guy. And I met her cousin because she lives in Chicago or Illinois. And we had connected when we found out that this man was a catfish. And anyways, long story short, back when MySpace was a thing, got this MySpace friend request from this guy. His name was Kevin Scott Kozlowski. Okay, I'll never forget that name ever for the life of me. He looked really familiar and I was like, what the heck? Okay. So he had messaged me. He was like, hey, I don't know if you know, remember who I am, but you look familiar. I think we met at the Junior Bulldogs football fields. And I was like, oh yeah. Cause my brother played Pop Warner. And I would always go there on Saturdays to watch his games. So I knew there's always this cute guy there. We like connected, but never really talked. We like flirted, concession stands, like, you know, high school stuff. Never exchanged numbers, names or anything. So when this guy said he remembered me from there, I was like, oh yeah, this must be your name. Hi, I'm Hannah, blah, blah, blah. So we talked for probably 6 months, every day, all day, like texted, phone calls, 24/7. Like, I remember my dad printed out the like report time of how many texts I was sending and phone calls I was having. And we had literally talked every second of the day for like 6 months. So he lived in Illinois, but flew to Texas a lot for his grandma who was like dying and he was taking care of her. Apparently he was like on probation. And so he couldn't leave Illinois, which is why we could like never meet up. We just talked all the time. He, you know, gave me his whole sob story. You know, he was blah, 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 like knew how to pull up my heartstrings. Fell in love. And I was on the cheerleading team and we were going to nationals in Texas, which is one of the places where he was going, which now saying all this out loud makes no sense based off of the lies he was telling me of why we could never meet up. But anyways, I was young and stupid and social media wasn't really a thing yet. I told my mom about him. She, like, he'd send me all these pictures and videos and we talk on the phone. She was like, oh my gosh, he's really cute. Like, I'll go to Texas with you and I'll be there like when you meet him. And if you know my mom, she had tons of discernment. So it's a good thing she went. Of course, he ended up not being able to meet me. Something came up. Texas couldn't happen. Blah, blah, blah. I get home. We're talking on the phone. And I mean, we talked so much and everything was so intricate of our phone call that like when he was at the hospital with his grandma that was dying, I could hear like intercoms on the phone, like of the hospital and like code blues. And I could hear like, you know, the intercoms and the nurses and blah, like all of this stuff that are very gullible. I don't know. I mean, I could even hear like airports and airplanes when we'd be talking on the phone. He's getting on the plane to like fly to Texas, just to paint a picture of how much we talked and how much of a player this guy had to be. Long story that I did not make short. Actually, I really did because it could take me 5 hours. But anyways, I get a message on MySpace telling me not to believe and that he's not who he says he is. And that if I look up Mark Gold on Google, I'll find all of Kevin's pictures and videos that he's ever sent me. And if I look up Kevin Scott Kosowski and if I Google it, nothing will come up. So I did that. All things are true. And then I remember messaging him and I being like, so why did you lie to me? Why is your name Mark and not Kevin? He's like, what are you talking about? That's not true. He's like, I told you before. And this is true. He told me in the very beginning when we started talking. They had this crazy ex-girlfriend who like would always message his girlfriends and say that like he's not who he says he is. So he had like warned me that this was going to happen. So when it did happen, I was like, oh, okay, I don't believe you. But when I saw that Mark Gold on Google was like all of the pictures of Kevin, I was freaked out. So I confronted him. He lied, you know, got all weirded out. And then I told my dad and I was like, something feels wrong. And told him, and they knew about him because I was like literally talking to this Kevin guy all the time. So my dad like reverse traced the number and found out it was registered to a 37-year-old. And at the time I was 14, 15, a 37-year-old man named Martinez Barbosa who lived like 30 minutes away from us and had a criminal record. And I had to go down to the police station and be like questioned and they had to get all this information from me. It turns out he was talking to like 6 other girls in my school at the same time. It was just so freaking weird. And I remember like still to this day, I will get a phone call and there'll be nobody there on the end of the line. And I've changed my number like 3 or 4 times and there'll be nobody there. And I'm just like, my mind instantly goes to him because he, so when we found all this out that he wasn't, you know, he was this 40-year-old, this criminal record. My dad called him on my phone and he did this whole like really powerful dad speech. And he was like, I know who you are. I've ran your number. I have your report. We've talked to the police. If you ever talk to my daughter again, let's just say I'm not afraid to find you and spend the rest of my life in jail. He hung up and I never heard from him again. Like, wow. I remember being so heartbroken because I was so in love with this guy and we talked all day every day for like 6 months and then all of a sudden he wasn't who I thought he was. And I like called him to like get closure and an explanation. He answered, but he didn't say anything. And then he would just hang up. So yeah, when I get those phone calls, I always think it's him. And I'm like, how did you find me? I've changed my number like 4 or 5 times since then. But I guess if you know my name, I'm like registered and you can find anyone's number. But yeah, that was terrifying.
It was I'm glad you're okay. So yeah, this was fun. Tell me who these are. Yes, I will tell you who those are. My favorite one, the one I told at first about
the herps.
Yes. So I say we do a few more of these for sure. Our website is live now, which is really exciting. Thanks, Hannah.
You're welcome.
It's amazing. It's loveherleaveherwild.com, which is all one word. Loveherleaveherwild.com. And they're on the, what is it? The about page or the homepage?
Yes.
About page. You go to the about page and there's a place to submit. I'll link, I have to put the website in my bio, but I'll link it. And so you can submit your topics or questions that you want asked or advice you need and your dating stories, because these probably are some of my favorite.
Yeah.
To sit here and talk about it. Yes. And obviously I am actively dating and I promise you there will be more.
I am not. I mean, I'm actively one person, so I will really enjoy the entertainment that I'm missing out on.
Yeah. I mean, I just got asked out on 3 dates in the last 2 days, so I'm sure one of those won't go well. I'm going to go ahead and say
to the universe.
I'm going to go ahead and say none of them. I shouldn't go out with any of them because I'm not feeling it.
No, I know a specific one you should not go out with.
I know. But I'm actively dating, so I will still have more. But we would love to read your guys' submissions. So submit to us weird, funny, horror dating stories in the about page.
Catfish stories so that I don't feel alone.
Catfish stories. Like I said, it's loveherleaveherwild.com. You can just submit that there. So we're really excited about go and check out our website, and our sponsors are on there. The spot to buy my book when that's ready to come out is on there. And, we're really excited about it. So thanks for listening. This is one of my favorites that we've done by far. We are sponsored by Rose and Grace. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram. My upcoming book, Love Her, Leave Her Wild. Dear Mom, a nonprofit organization that supports mothers with kids with Down syndrome and Never Alone at North. Give them some love on Instagram. Woo-hoo. So until next time, we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.